Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Healing Light Show, where the God within me touches the God within you. The God within me opens and touches the God within you. This is Reverend Stan. I like to talk about marriage on this show and how one should work, how a marriage should work to be healthy. There's so many young folks that get married out here, and they don't really have an idea sometimes of how a marriage should go. And I know it's very hard for young couples to start out and not, you know, there are some young couples that started out and they came from single parent homes and they really, really didn't have an idea to begin with how a marriage, you know, should be. And I was going to do a small show about that to help them out and hear some information from a guy that's been through the do's, the good things and the bad things not to do. And I got a little something here about what, you know, Jesus has to say about that and what the Bible says about that. I'm going to go ahead and go straight into the Daily Word today for January 4th, 2013. Today, the Daily Word says, Spirit provides me with all I need. Spirit provides me with all I need. I often try to control what happens in my life. Nevertheless, circumstances unfold sometimes in unexpected ways. While control may not always be mine, I can point myself in a direction I perceive to be the highest and the best, and God trusts with the outcome. I have been worrying, I choose a new path today. Worrying is not helpful. I only heighten my anxiety. I choose instead to experience the peace, love, and guidance of indwelling spirit. I still my busy mind and breathe deeply and fully. I let go and let God and trust. Letting go is a demonstration of my faith that God is active in my life and spirit is providing me with all I need in the right and perfect time. The biblical verse and all that we're going to talk about today is Luke 12, verse 22. Coming from Luke, the New Testament, verse 22. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, about your body, and what you wear." He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, not worry about your life, what you will eat, and about your body, what you will wear." Jesus always talks about don't worry about what you will eat and what you will wear, because God, the divine Father of all creation, clothes the lilies, the birds, and the wildlife, and He knows exactly what they need and what they don't need, and how easy is it for Him to provide them than us. I mean, why should you worry? Because He will provide you with what you need. It might not be a limousine. It might not be, I'll say, a big house on the hill. But He provides you the basics, what you need. You give trust and give it over to God, and He will give you what you need. And if you've got a big job to do for Him, He will provide you with what you need for that. Like if you're getting ready to go into ministry and you need all these people and this and that, He will provide you with what you need. He will provide you with a building. He provides you with anything that you need for your ministry, for your life. He will. I'm going to go right into the marriage thing today. And first thing I want to talk about marriage is, what is really marriage? Marriage is a union between two. Some people say between a man and a woman, and some say different. Marriage is not as easy as people says it is. A lot of girls growing up sees the fairy, or not the fairy, but the princess getting the prince, and it looks so great that everything will be honky dory, and the prince will save the little girl or save the princess, and they live happily ever after. It's not always like that. You've got two different people with two different personalities. And two personalities have to learn to get together and to think about things. And that is one of the biggest things in a marriage, is getting the two mates together and getting their minds together to think and make decisions. There's a lot of folks that have a problem. A lot of teenagers think marriage is just getting together and getting a job and until y'all moving in, and you know, there's a physical relationship all the time, and since we're two people come together, money will flow in and we'll be fine, you know. They don't think about, will me and my fiance, will we be able to get along? Does he have a job that will provide for us? Do we have a house that we can live in? You know, there's a lot of things you've got to have there. And there's a lot of folks that starts a relationship with the physical. We all know what the physical relationship means. There's more stuff to relationship than physical, because once the physical relationship stops, there's no relationship there, no friendship. Everything else falls to the ground before you know it. You know, you and your mate will be separated. They'll be going separate ways, and the marriage is about done for. So you've got to have a friendship. You've got to be able to get along. There's a lot of courting or dating's got to go through to build that relationship. It can't be done within, maybe two or three days. It takes more of a bonding together to know each other, to see each other, to bond that relationship and bond that union. I mean, it takes more to it than that. And there's some people that's been together for years and then they decide to get married and they have that relationship, they have that friendship that they need to hold that marriage together. Now, a lot of folks, I mean, there's people get married for many different reasons. Back in Jesus's times, a lot of the kings would marry one woman and they would drop that one because she's a little old and then they go find a younger woman. Kind of like some of the folks today. And Jesus always talks about your oath. Any oath that you make, always be to your oath. Always keep your oath. Like when you go in front of the divine and you get married, keep that oath because it's sacred. That oath is very sacred. It's not just, well, if this don't work out, we'll get divorced. No, it's sacred. In God's eyes, it's very sacred. And he takes sacredness very important. Very important. And the thing about adultery, so a lot of people talks about that. Jesus in Matthew 5, verse 31, he's very hardcore about the divorce. He's always been a teacher that's always been hardcore to the point, and to let some of the people back in his day know what he thought about things. And it says, it has been said, everyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness causes her to become adulterous. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. That's how he saw that. Because back in his time, there were so many people just getting rid of their wives like it was toilet paper. And he really didn't really respect that back in those days. And he's very, very hard on, adultery too, because he was thinking, if your eyes sees another person while you're married, it's like you've already committed adultery, which a lot of us sees it in different ways. But his ways was, he says here in Matthew, he says, have you heard that it was said, do not commit adultery? But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustlessly has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than to lose the whole body and be thrown into Hades, what it says. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of the body for the whole body to be thrown into Hades, what it says. But what that is actually saying is saying that keep your relationship sacred, very sacred. And as I told you before, God takes all of your oaths very, very important. It's very important to him. So when you go up to a preacher, to a church, and you say your vows, he takes your word for it right then and there, because that's holy matrimony right there. He keeps it very sacred. But it's very important to keep that relationship going, because there's so many couples nowadays that when they're married, one goes to the club with the women or with their friends, and the guy goes out to the golf course. A lot of times they see themselves, or some of them's got two different jobs, one's working out of state or something, and they only see each other maybe once a day, and then that's it. And I know some people can't help that, but to build that relationship, you have to have that connection there. You've got to have that relationship, because if it's only like a little gas station where you're stopping and seeing each other and then you're gone, ain't really much of a marriage. I mean, I don't see it, you've got to see what's very important to you and build that relationship with your wife, with your kids, and be that family bond there, because it's very important to you. Because when something comes down the pike, and something is said or is a, something happens in the family, you're going to need that bond with your wife. You're going to have, she's got to know who you are. She's got to know what you are. When you build that bond with your wife or with your significant other, there will be complete trust there because they know you, they know who you are. But if you're gone all the time, they never see you, they see you once in a blue moon, they don't really know you. I mean, they see you when you go to bed and then, the next morning you disappear. It ain't really a bond there. It's very important. It's very important to build that bond. And I say this to all the young folks out there. If you decide to get married, check things out first. Check your finances. Learn how to do your finances. Build that bond. If you got a physical relationship, drop that for a while and build that friendship with your partner before anything goes on, any marriage or anything. Build that friendship. Go out together. Like they say, if you decide to get married, go on a some type of little trip where you get to work together. And when you're working together, you see how each other really is. Because anytime you date somebody, you're going to see their representative of them. They can even keep that going for a while. You're going to see the representative. But when you're working with that person or you got a daily connection with that person, you see their true self. You see their true self. So you've got to know the person. You've got to have a relationship. You've got to be able to connect minds. You've got to, and a lot of these people that's been friends first, and then they have a relationship and they decide to get married, that's great. I mean, there's some that has failed, that has fallen apart. But most of the time, they've got a great relationship and they're already friends and everything else just fits together like a glove. And that makes a perfect marriage because the friendship is there when everything falls to the ground, everything's really tore apart. The friendship's there. And that friendship can kindle the rest of the relationship together at any time. The friendship can. So friendship is very important. Very important. A lot of times you've actually got to, agree with the other person from time to time. Not all the time. I mean, not to say that they're always right, but sometimes you got to check out what you're talking about your mate or talking with your mate and really think of what you're saying and maybe they are right. And sometimes, sometimes you're right. It goes both ways. But it can't always go the same way all the time. You really got to sit down and understand each other. And that's one thing I like to say to a lot of these folks. There's a lot of going into a marriage. And when you're in a marriage, there's a relationship you've got to keep going. And it ain't going to be perfect. No marriage is completely perfect. There is no marriage completely perfect. And I've saw some marriages that was perfect. They thought it was perfect. They never fussed. They never did, really go into complications or anything. Then when the first complication comes together, their marriages blew apart because they don't know what happened. There was nothing, no trials there in that marriage to keep the marriage strong, to keep them understanding each other. So you've got to have trials from time to time, not all the time, but from time to time to keep the marriage strong. Because if you can work through hard times, you can work through anything else. So you've got to keep your marriage strong. Now, I'm not saying that you've got complications all the time. That's indications that something ain't right in your marriage. If there's complications all the time, you may need counseling. You may need to sit down and figure things out. But you've got to come together as friends. You've got to work things out. And I always say the first 5 years is always hardest. First 5 years is always the hardest. The first 2 years will be the time when you're learning each other. And it's not easy. It's not easy. The first 2 years, you've got to learn each other. You have your own little separate, little weird ways. And you've got to learn to combine those ways together and become one family. So you've got to learn to come together. But like they say, after the fifth year, you're home free. But the fifth year, they always say, is the hardest. And I found that out to be true. The fifth year is always the hardest. But that's a little bit I was going to talk about marriage. Don't let the biblical thing scare you too much. But that was some of the things he said to the kings of that time that was dropping their wives like they was toilet paper. And he really, really didn't really go for that. He was breaking all the Jewish laws and all this and that. And it also says in the Bible, treat your mate like Jesus loves his church. Treat your mate, treat your bride like Jesus loves his church. Jesus is the bride or the groom of the church. So love your church as Jesus, or love your wife as Jesus loves his church, which he loves his church very much. He will do anything, anything to do and sacrifice for that church that he needs. He's already sacrificed, but he always keeps that communication with his church. So do it with your marriage. Keep that communication. Make that sacrifice, what you got to do to keep things going. Do that. But keep your marriage like Jesus loves his church. That's one of the main things, one of the main biblical things that is out there. And I'll have to leave that with y'all today. At this time, I'd like everybody to bow their heads. We're going to do a prayer before we end the show today, and I want to thank everybody for coming to this show today and learn a little bit about marriage and how things work here and there. And I appreciate every single listener. Thank you so very much. But we're going to go in with the healing prayer first. Lord Jesus, Yeshua, I ask you to come forward at this time. I ask you to grant healing to all the folks that need it this time for their marriage, to heal their marriage, to heal their family. There's something going on in the family. Heal their family. Heal the relationship between a mom and a daughter. Ask you to heal the relationship between a mom and a daughter. I also ask you to bless our United States, help our Congress and our president and everybody make a right and great decision for our country. Ask you, anybody that has a physical ailment, I ask you to go into their life and heal the physical ailment, whether it's, something wrong with their legs, cold, flu, anything. I ask you to go into their physical body and heal that body to perfection. Ask them to heal that body to perfection. And reveal yourself within their hearts to know that you live. You Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, is inside their heart. You died. You went to higher dimensions to be a part of us, to become a part of us within our heart. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for all the blessings you're going to do for all the folks that's listening to this show. I ask all the audience members of the show to ask Yeshua what they need this time, whether it's finances, whatever it is, ask you to ask him this time. I'm sure all of y'all have asked him at this time. Any situation that's in your life that you're needing, you've already asked. Lord Jesus, I ask you to grant all these wishes, to do all these healings for these folks, and to reveal yourself within them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Then again, like I said, I'm glad everyone y'all came and listened to my show today. I hope that every one of y'all learned a little something today, at least a little something. But I ask y'all to come back next week. It's going to be next Thursday, and the new show will be posted. I've not made the show. I mean, I ain't decided what I'm going to do for a show yet, but I always check on the Blog Talk Radio on my page, or it will be on my Facebook page. And my Facebook page is Stan Shell on Facebook. I've got Alternative Healing. That's my healing page. If anybody would love to have a healing session with me, I do a spiritual healing session where if you got a lot of things within your mind and a lot of family history that's really holding you down, I go within you and I try with Christ's help to go into you and to clean that out for you. And I do that. I help with physical ailments. If you got any problem with your legs or anything, you live close by where I live in the Catawba County or in the Charlotte area, that we can make an appointment and I can help you there. Or if you just need somebody to pray with, I'm there for that too. But with all my healings that I do ask for a love offering, because a lot of stuff that I have learned to do, I have had to pay and take courses to do that. It ain't something that I just came up with. I've actually got certificates where I've took courses to learn how to do this alternative healing arts. But if anybody would like a session, just send me a thing on Facebook. Or you can call me at 828-461-3604. You can call me at 828-461-3604 and set up an appointment anytime. I do a lot of my alternative healing sessions on the phone. I don't have to be there with you. Like I said, if you do need somebody to pray with, just email me at stanshi@aol.com. Or also, you can send me a email on Facebook or locate23@aol.com. It's Stanshi, stnlshe@aol.com. Just send me an email and let me know who it is, because we all know it ain't, you know, ain't spam mail or anything, to let me know what it is and what it's for, and I'll get back with you. And if you need somebody to pray for you, just let me know that too, and I'll be more than welcome and more than happy to pray for you. Next week, I think I am going to do a Diksha blessing for everybody on the radio show, and it will be like a 5-minute blessing. I'll send Diksha energy or grace energy from Christ through the radio show to help y'all out with this year and whatever other things you need it for to help awaken you up. But like I said again, thank you all for coming to my show. God bless every one of y'all, and I hope I see y'all next week, next Thursday. And if you want to know what type of show it's going to be, just check on the Blog Talk Radio or on my Facebook. God bless every one of y'all. Have a great day and a great weekend.